First, it is time for us to see what's going on in the world of Maine Black Bear football with the game plan brought to you every week by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole, 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. I welcome in my broadcast partner, Bob Lucy. Hello there, Robert.
Hello, Richard. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Good to have you back on with us here. And we get ready for the game tomorrow. But I want to talk for a moment with you here about last week and the wonderful surprise and recognition the good folks with the Maine football program and the athletic department had in store for us down there at Campbell last week.
Yeah, we were really touched by that and surprised by that, too, to walk into our booth over 3 hours before the game and see those jerseys with the number 300 on them and some nice notes from folks. That meant a lot.
It sure did, and we even got a greeting from the Campbell folks wishing us a congratulations on our 300 games.
Yes, I was surprised by that as well, but they were so nice down there and so supportive and helpful. That was great.
Now, have you tried your football jersey on just to see?
I have not yet, Rich. Have you?
You know, I did the other day, and I will say this. Football jerseys have changed since I was a younger man. They're very slim fitting these days.
I was going to say that. That looked a little bit more sleek and more of a really form fit than I remember when I played up there at Maine.
It is, although there's space for the shoulder pad. So I will say, as long as I didn't breathe, yeah, I look pretty good in it.
It almost looked a little bit more like a tank top.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I don't know that I'll wear that, but it will certainly have a place of honor in the Kimball home going forward.
Well, I thought you'd be wearing it to the stadium tomorrow.
Well, I thought about that, but you know, I didn't want to make any of the guys on the team feel a bit inferior seeing how good I look in that shirt.
Well, I understand, except for selfishly, I would have liked to have talked about that and how that fits you in the uniform.
It would certainly be a highlight of the uniform report, no question about that. Well, on to the game itself. Black Bears 2-6 on the season. They've won their last two games at home up against an Albany team that finds itself right in the mix for the postseason with a 5-3 record and 3-1 in the conference. And I would say, as an overview, Bob, the big difference in this Albany team this year is their outstanding defense.
Yeah, they're tremendous on defense. They're only giving up 19.6 points per game. That's third best in the CAA. They're tops in the CAA and second best in the country in rush defense, only allowing 85.5 yards per game, only 7 rushing touchdowns this year, and their opponents are averaging 2.8 yards per rush against them. Total defense, they've been outstanding, 322 yards per game, only 4.6 yards per play. And, Rich, they're number one in the CAA and second best in the FCS in sacks. They have racked up 26 sacks this season. That's, by my count, 3.25 sacks per game.
Boy, and I look at those defensive ends, and the two of them have combined for 26 tackles for a loss and 18 sacks.
Yeah, Anton Junkaj, a 6'3", 273-pound senior, leads FCS football with 10 sacks. He's got 14 tackles for a loss, 34 tackles. He's been tremendous. And then the other end, their bookends, A.J. Simon, 6'1", 267-pound senior, and he's got 12.5 tackles for a loss, including 8 sacks.
And that linebacker core looks impressive, too, led by Dylan Kelly, who has racked up 99 tackles this season, and a familiar face, a former Black Bear who's playing very well.
Yeah, we'll start with Kelly. He has been outstanding. He is second in the FCS right now and first in the CAA with 99 total tackles. And against Towson this year, he was the National Player of the Week. He racked up 23 tackles against Towson. So he's been a tackling machine. Origene Charles, nice to see him back out there and doing well. He played for a few years at Maine, got an injury, and then transferred to UAlbany. He's 6'3", 235 pounds. He's a grad student. He's actually from Spring Valley, New York, and he's playing exceptionally well at linebacker, 66 tackles, 7.5 tackles for a loss and 2 sacks, along with an interception this season.
Well, you mentioned the 26 sacks. They've also intercepted 10 passes. They forced 10 fumbles this season. This is an outstanding defense. They shut down Rhode Island's running game last week. So what's the challenge for the Black Bears, who last week moved the ball awfully well through the air, but didn't really even attempt to get a ground game going?
No, Maine struggled to get a ground game going. They really didn't try a lot of rushes. Their running backs only had total, between all of them, 7 rushes in the game. But Maine was not able to generate any kind of a ground game to balance their offense. They were -7 rushing yards in the game. The good news is Robertson threw for an FCS best 503 yards. He had 4 touchdown passes. So Maine racked up a lot of passing yards. But I think in this game, Rich, Maine has to be more balanced, and they have to find a way to move the ball on the ground a bit to just create that deception and set up that play-action passing game. Against this type of a defense with tremendous edge rushers, you don't want to be in a lot of third and long situations, and Maine has got to have some production on first and second down, I think, to be successful in this game. So that's one thing I think that's really important. And I think if Maine can do that as well, they'll be able to control clock and limit some of their offensive possessions, Rich. They lead the CAA with 34 minutes and 19 seconds of possession time. So that's another issue.
You talked about Derek Robertson's 503 yards in the game last week, the best ever in a regulation game for the Black Bears. And I know you had a social media post a couple of days ago about how well Derek has been playing for Maine in recent games.
He's been outstanding, Rich. Over the last 4 games, he's completed 99 of 139 passes for 1,447 yards and 14 touchdowns. And the average length of those 14 touchdowns is 31.3 yards. He's been off the charts, and right along with him has been Joe Gillette. Over the last 4 games, he has 26 receptions for 502 yards and 5 touchdowns. And just in general as a team, Maine has been very good, particularly throwing the ball. Over the last 3 games, they come into this game averaging 34.8 points per game over this last 3 games, 392.3 passing yards, and 441 total yards over the last 3 games. So they've had that passing game going. They've had some good success. I think they've got to also balance that with a little bit of a ground game in this one to keep the UAlbany defense honest.
Bob Lucy with the game plan here on Downtown. Well, offensively, no slouches this Albany team either, led by one of the best quarterbacks in the league in Reese Poffenbarger, a pretty solid running game, and one of the most dangerous receivers in the league in Julian Hicks.
Yeah, Julian Hicks has got 20 receptions for 473 yards and 6 touchdowns. He's a big-time player. He transferred from Akron, and before Akron, he was at Central Michigan. And so he started playing at UAlbany in 2022, and he's put up some great numbers. I'm impressed with their ground game, Rich. You know, coming into this game, they're only averaging over the season 114.5 yards per game on the ground, only 6 rushing touchdowns. But against Rhode Island last week, they had 2 rushers with over 100 yards, and that was impressive to me. I think if they can continue to do that, they're going to be continued to have a nice balanced offense and be successful. And I'm looking at Griffin Woodell, had 16 rushes for 115 yards, 1 touchdown, 7.2 yards per rush. And then Faisal Aiden had 17 rushes for 100 yards. He averaged 5.9 yards per rush. And they've also got another outstanding running back who's a load, a grad student, Nate Larkin, 6 foot, 224 pounds, and he's rushed for 220 yards this year. And they're also throwing to these backs, Rich. So Maine has got to be careful. The bubble screens, the flare passes, the wheel routes, these running backs are getting thrown to. I think Poffenbarger is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Last year, in 2022, he was the CAA Offensive Rookie of the Year, third-team All-CAA, ECAC Division I FCS Rookie of the Year, the Jerry Rice Award runner-up, given to the best freshman in FCS football, and was a Hero Sports Freshman All-American. He had 24 touchdown passes last season, only four interceptions, completed 62% of his passes. He's a transfer from Old Dominion, where he redshirted in 2021 and then came, as I mentioned, last year to UAlbany. He's picked right up where he left off this year, thrown for 1,837 yards, 20 touchdowns, which is the second best in FCS football, six interceptions, and, oh, by the way, another dual-threat quarterback, 67 rushes this season and three rushing touchdowns.
And is on the Walter Payton watch as the best offensive player in FCS football this year. Maine's defense is pretty banged up right now. What's the key? What do they need to do to neutralize this Albany attack?
Well, I think first and foremost, Rich, they've got to do a good job on first and second down. They've got to stop the ground gains of the Great Danes, and then they've got to put them in third and long situations. Make them one-dimensional. And Maine really needs to get an aggressive pass rush on Poffenbarger because he is very dangerous as a scrambler. He doesn't like to throw it into a tight window. He'll just throw it out of bounds if he can. He limits those turnovers, maximizes the opportunities with his feet, and he's hard to tackle in space. So I think they really need to come after him in third down situations that are predictable in passing and where they've got long yardage situations. So if Maine can shut down their ground game, force them into those predictable passing situations, make them more one-dimensional, I think that's in Maine's favor in this one.
It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. It's going to feel like a late August, early September game with temperatures in the mid-70s. We may need to get Steve Jones out of retirement with that pickle juice.
Yes, I hope we don't need the pickle juice because I hope we're not cramping up in the booth. But one never knows this time of year when it gets to be in the mid-70s.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun tomorrow. Big game for the Black Bears. And as I mentioned earlier, a little payback wanted by the Black Bears after the way they lost that game at Albany last year. Not the fault of the Great Danes, but there was some, well, let's say, curious officiating down the stretch.
Well, Maine lost 23-21. Maine scored with 1 minute and 50 seconds to go in the game. And then Albany proceeded to go down the field, got inside the 5-yard line. And then things got a little crazy with penalties against Maine. And what I've been told here is that Albany scored a touchdown on a third untimed down at the end of regulation.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Remember that. I wasn't sure how many untimed downs there were because there were many.
Yeah, indeed. Well, we'll see what happens tomorrow. 1 o'clock start from Alphonse Stadium, Morse Field, the Black Bears and the Great Danes. Bob, thank you as always, and we'll see you in the morning.
Sounds good, Rich. Look forward to it.
That's Bob Lucy, my broadcast partner in Black Bear Football with the game plan brought to you by our friends at ClearPoint Capital. Mike Toole is the man to call, 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services, take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work from Creative. From small businesses like restaurants to major universities, they can help you excel. The experienced team at Creative Print Services will work with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Creative Print Services, Dowd Road, Bangor, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call them at 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.